7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place.
Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. The way of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. So, the African ancestors. This teaching represents the root teaching of everything that we learn in school. Noon, male, masculine, material, water, sperm, seed, nonet, mother, feminine, womb, heavens, space. Then we have her, masculine, father, infinity, and Hahet, mother, feminine, and finite. We have Kuk, masculine, father, darkness. Then we have Kaket, mother, feminine, and light. Then lastly, we have Amun, father, masculine, hidden, and Amonet, mother, feminine, and revealed. See these principles? You see the dialectical, materialistic reality, polarity of these principles? For me, it is easier to understand that these are various concepts on the scientific reality of birth. Of birth. The birthing process takes energy, and our minds are giving birth to ideas when we take energy and put energy on those ideas. The energy concept. the birth concept, the concept of seed, and the concept of womb, the concept of water from the seed now transferred into the womb. All of these principles represent you and me and us and our talents, our attributes, and our characteristics as we are connected to the universe. And all of these principles that operate in the universe operate within you and me. The science of energy. We talked about noon and energy at rest. Just giving a synopsis. We're going to go further and go deeper, but giving a synopsis of what we have covered so far. Noon and the concept and scientific reality of energy, energy at rest, potential energy. Then number two was Pitta. Now the concept of energy in motion, turbulent and chaotic. Then we talked about Atum. Atum that is called today Atom, the Atom. Called today, at one time, Ra. The fire sun. The hydrogen ball of fire called the sun. Now we, when we deal with Atum, Atum gives order to the universe. Order to creation. Going into that turbulent, chaotic, energetic reality of the universe. And remember, Pitta was the power of the mind. Out of the mind of Pitta comes Atum, and Atum now brings order to the chaos, sun, moon, stars, planets. And if you continue to study scripture and understand the logos, which is the word of God, or the word that proceeded out of the mind of God, the logos, the word, the Christ, the logos, the word, the Christ, are Greek terms for this Atum that the ancient Africans taught gave order to the universe. And now in the New Testament, Christ, the logos of God, gives order, coming out of the mind of God, gives order, logos Christ, gives order to the universe. Originally, the ancient Africans said Atum. Now, the God Almighty, Grand, Unified Theorem. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we are presenting, and I'm presenting it in a way that I can understand it, and hopefully you can understand it better. I'll have the internet link so that you may look at these, at this presentation yourself. I'll have the name of the book, Stolen Legacy, G.M. James. George G.M. James, I'll have that in my summary as well, so you can purchase the book, read the book. This particular portion of that book is, it begins on page 139. Now, we're talking about the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. This brother, Gabriel Oyibo, and this brother, Booker T. Coleman, taking the ancient African teachings, studying science, studying Einstein, Da Vinci, Isaac Newton, that's Gabriel Oyibo. Booker T. Coleman, studying Africa and the different concepts coming from Africa. These two brothers putting this knowledge together. Oyibo selected to be one of those in contention for a Nobel Prize in physics because of his study of Einstein and the bringing together of the theory of relativity with the Big Bang, with the word of God with the watery ways of noon of ancient Africa. The God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem seeks to show us the underpinning of the universe, seeks to solve the problem that Einstein was attempting to solve all the way up unto his death. But no one wanted to go to Africa and see the beginning and understand the underpinning and the common denominator of all things. Thank you, God Almighty, Grand Unified Theorem, and Gabrielle Oyibo, and Booker T. Coleman, and the Shabaka Stone of 700 years BC that is from the ancient Africans, at least according to Booker T. Coleman, Gabrielle Oyibo, 20-something thousand years B.C. Lord have mercy, that's a long time ago. God Almighty, Grand Unified Theorem. We learn about the table of elements. All of us, most of us, had chemistry, some form of chemistry, science. And we began to learn about the table of elements. And it was given to us, I forget how many elements are on the table of elements, but we were given these elements as separate entities of each other. But according to the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, that is not the case. These elements have a common denominator, a common reality, a common underpinning. Let's attempt to explain this. When you look at hydrogen, that first element, that first, you might say, atom on the table of elements, that hydrogen atom, that first element is given the number one. Now all of your elements have the trinity of protons, neutrons, and electrons. I'm calling it a trinity to see how we get these religious and scientific concepts. You see, Africans didn't separate religion and science, taught all as one reality of science of life. So, all of your elements on the table of elements, all of your atoms on the table of elements have protons, neutrons, and electrons. I'm saying a trinity, a nucleus of protons, neutrons, and electrons. And depending on where the element is on the table of elements, you have an assignment of a number. And depending on that number assigned to that element on the table of elements, this determines the number of protons, neutrons, and electrons. So hydrogen is number one, first element. Guess how many protons, neutrons, and electrons? One proton, one neutron, one electron. And Booker T. Coleman was further saying that the characteristic of that particular element or atom is determined by the number of electrons. The electron encircles the proton and the neutron. Let me just take my time. See the science, sisters and brothers? The proton is the positive charge. The neutron is the neutral charge. The electron is the negative charge. And so it looks to me like the neutron is that bridge between proton and electron. And we're back to dialectic materialism. Proton seems to me to be the thesis, and the electron seems to be the antithesis, and the neutron is that bridge between proton and electron, and the character of the element
character of the atom is determined by how many electrons there are encircling the proton and the neutron. So in my mind, I would think that the proton is the masculine and the electron is the feminine, and that the proton going through the neutron into the electron, and the electron determines the characteristic of the element. That's my thinking. You that are scientists, maybe you know the answer. But hydrogen is number one. And so there's one proton, one neutron, encircled by one electron. Now the next element on the table of elements is the element of helium. Helium is number two on the table of elements. Guess how many protons, neutrons, and electrons? Two protons, two neutrons, encircled by two electrons. Proton, positive energy. Neutron, neutral energy. Electron, negative energy. This is not negative as evil, but this is representing the dialectical reality of the positive proton and the negative electron in the middle, neutral neutron. All right. Helium, number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Oyibo's God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem teaches us that if you check it, remember, helium was number one, and helium had one proton, one neutron, one electron. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Hydrogen. Hydrogen was the first element. Hydrogen given the number one, assigned the number one, having one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium is number two. Helium is number two, assigned two protons, two neutrons, and two electrons. The God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem teaches us that helium is in reality two hydrogen elements. Doesn't that make sense? Hydrogen number one, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Whatever is number three has three protons, three neutrons, three electrons. Whatever is number four has four protons, four electrons, four neutrons. The element that is gold, G-O-L-D, is number 79 on your table of elements. And so gold has 79 protons, 79 neutrons, and 79 electrons. So gold is in reality 79 hydrogen elements. 79 hydrogens. God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem teaches us that all of the elements on the table of elements are in reality hydrogens. The first element is hydrogen, and all of your other elements are hydrogen at a higher level. 79 hydrogens having 79 protons, 79 neutrons, and 79 electrons is gold on your table of elements. Furthermore, we are taught by the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem that this hydrogen element is represented by the ancient Africans as the waters of Nun. Those original waters, plasma, Hydrogen Watchers of Noon. This is the original underpinning, the original common denominator, the Hydrogen Waters of Noon, the fiery hydrogen green plasma Watchers of Noon is that reality that binds the whole of the universe together. And when you babies and children go into your chemistry class and begin to learn the table of elements, don't look at those elements as being separate entities of each other, but look at that whole table of elements as all hydrogen. All of them are hydrogen, but hydrogen at a higher level. So hydrogen is number one, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium is number two, one proton, one Helium is number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. So helium is really two hydrogens. Whatever is number three is three hydrogens, three protons, three neutrons, three electrons, whatever name they give it, it is in reality three hydrogens. They give number 79, gold, as the element, but now we know that gold is in reality 79 hydrogens, having 79 protons, 79 neutrons, and 79 electrons. Isn't that more simple? See, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem has enabled me to understand better than I have ever understood science and the table of elements and chemistry. Oyibo and his God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem teaches us that the root common denominator between the Big Bang theory, the Word of God created the heavens and the earth, and the watery waves of noon are the waves, that wave reality. Follow me, sisters and brothers. When you check Big Bang and you hear or see in your mind a bang, a bang. A bang causes sound waves. And since we know there was light involved, we have light waves. This wave reality is rooted in the water waves of noon. Water waves, light waves, and sound waves. All of these teachings, Big Bang, Word of God, watery waves of noon, from the ancient Africans, watery waves of noon, have in common the waves reality. This water waves of noon, that plasma, that green plasma, that spiritual water, plasma, quartz, translucent, conducting and transmitting light. So God Almighty, Grand Unified Theorem, taught to us by Brother Oyibo, says that the Big Bang and the Word of God and the watery waves of noon, they are all correct. So the argument between science and religion is a stupid and ignorant argument, because neither one wants to go to Africa and understand this original concept of watery waves. Waves. Energy, waves, sound waves, light waves, that water, original noon water, encapsulated all of that reality under the concept of waves. So, Big Bang is right. Word of God created the heavens and the earth is right. Because when you say, and God created the heavens and the earth, and the Rastafari sisters and brothers teach us that word is sound, is power. That word of God created the bang. The bang comes from the word of God in action, the word of God in motion, the word of God creating that energy that you see scientifically as the bang. So the word of God is sound waves. Waves is that common denominator. Big bang, sound wave, light wave. Word of God, sound wave, causing the big bang and light wave and sound wave. And the ancient Africans teaching about the watery waves of noon is the original reality, original teaching, teaching us of the reality of the waves that remained in the waters that we talked about, all of these principles called forth by Atum. Atum. So the watery waves of noon is that great underpinning. And let me say that it was the ancient African Hebrew scholars that give us the concept of God created and God said, let there be light, and so on, that we will get into. The ancient Africans, Hebrews, the ancient African Hebrews are they who brought forth this teaching, and we have it in the African Hebrew language Old Testament. And then we, the ancient African Hebrews, taught this teaching to the Europeans, and we have that teaching in the European Greek language that we will get into as well. So the watery waves of noon. Now, the ancient Africans taught us that all of these principles and realities were yet in the water, in the animals, or is it mammals, that we call frogs and snakes. Frogs and snakes in this watery waves of noon, encompassing all of these principles. And we have in biology class, why do we study snakes or frogs in biology class? Because Booker T. Coleman teaching some cold-blooded science. When you check our central nervous system and you get this teaching in Big Bang and evolution, all of them got this from Africa, but they don't want to give the African the credit. When you check the central nervous system of the human being, and you check the physiology of the frogs, you see from embryo, tadpole to frog, that process of the birth of the frog mirrors, is similar to our central nervous system. The egg, tadpole to frog gives us the understanding of our central nervous system and its development. It looks like egg to tadpole to frog, our central nervous system within the blastula. When you research the word blastula, you come to understand the realities of the germ of life, seed of life called sperm, full of water, watery substance, emitted into the womb of the female, the woman, the sacred feminine, hitting the egg. And that egg now, as a cell, splitting, yet having water. And then you see the beginning and the development of the brain and the central nervous system being formed. It looks like the frog's transformation from egg to tadpole to frog. How did the Africans know and understand that the human is related to the frog? That all in the universe, we're dealing with the theory of relativity, all in the universe are related. Indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere talk about relatives. We're relatives. They look at all in the universe as relatives. This comes from Africa and the ancient teaching of the watery waves of noon. And that beginning reality in those spiritual waters of green like plasma and quartz, translucent, transmitting and conducting light, giving us the teaching of truth And the truth is, we are all related, and those ancient Africans are the root of the teaching of chemistry and biology, etc., etc. Let's take this next break. Oh, let me call up Bob Marley and say, Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Haile Selassie people.